And now I'd like to welcome another duo, quite different, also pretty eclectic, very talented. They're called The Proper Ladies, and that's Annabelle Gretz and Deborah Goss, and they've been doing a lot of recording with Steve Rapson, who records many people, and they'll tell you about some upcoming events as well. Please give them a big welcome, The Proper Ladies.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hello? Is anybody there?
So we're going to be singing here on a Saturday night at the end of January.
January 30th. It's kind of a prequel to Valentine's Day. Very romantic.
Lots of different kinds of songs.
Well, several
centuries.
A little spicy as well. After all, the Proper Ladies do have a flip side. And over there, there are some flyers. I have a couple of workshops coming up in Wellesley. One is called Sing Your Song. It's for anybody who is singing impaired, people who are afraid to get up and sing here. Send them to that. If you feel like you really want to work on getting intonation improved and stuff, it's also a good thing to come to. And the other is the performance workshop. And it's what we do in that is we work on just getting performance techniques a little further along so that when you get up and perform, it all goes beautifully and smoothly, which, of course, it always does, doesn't it? And especially if you've got problems, if you've got a piece that you think you can't get up, get done and get up and do, or you're afraid of doing. I just broke my microphone apart, and I really don't want to sing with this in my hands.
Oh. That part. Oh, it just flipped. That little thingy just flipped.
Yeah, a little lower and then up.
Well, and if anybody has kids and nothing to do on the, let's see, the same day Annabelle's giving her wonderful workshops, if you already know how to sing and you have kids and you're downtown, you could come to the Old South Meeting House and see me play Mother Goose.
Right.
Lots of things going on that day. Which explains why I won't be at her workshop.
December 6th, there's a sing down at Doyle's, a holiday sing.
So this isn't a love song.
No, this is Jemmy the Miller.
Tried to be.
It's about romance. Kind of a different side of it.
And it's an actual folk song.
Yeah,
and
it's a real folk song.
This is the version from Vermont.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, I guess we'll just do it like this.
It's all right. I'm over here.
I want to be closer to her.
It's fine for the song, actually.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, there we go. Fussy, right.
I lose 10 pounds working for the Proper Ladies. All right, let's see. All right, let's see how this goes. Gay Jemmy the Miller went courting of late. Start that again. Gay Jemmy the Miller went courting of late to a rich farmer's daughter called Beautiful Kate. She had for her portion full 5,000 pounds. She had for her portion gay jewels and gowns. She had for her portion full 50 fine things. She had for her portion, she had for her portion, she had for her portion gay jewels and rings.
The day was appointed, the money laid down, which proved the full value of 5,000 pounds. The parson was sent for, the couple were dressed, says Jem to her father.
I've one more request. Although your daughter is lovely and fair, I can't have your daughter, I can't have your daughter, I can't have your daughter without the gray mare.
The money soon vanished out of his sight, and likewise Miss Katie his joy and delight.
And then like a dog he was kicked out of doors,
and ordered never to come there no more.
And Jemmy he tore at his long yellow hair, and wished he had never, and wished he had never, and wished he had never stood for the gray mare.
A year or so later, or somewhere about, he chanced to meet Katie, his joy and delight.
How are you, Miss Katie, and don't you know me?
If I'm not mistaken, I've seen you, said she. Or somebody like you with long yellow hair. Who once came a-courtin', who once came a-courtin', who once came a-courtin', my father's gray mare.
T'was not your father's, t'was not the gray mare a-courtin' I came, but it was to Miss Katie, so called by name. Little did I think, nor had I a doubt, that your father would give me the gray mare to boot at the loss of such a dutiful son. But now I am sorry, but now I am sorry, but now I am sorry for what I have done.
As for your sorrows, I value them not. There are young men enough in this world to be got. And I think that a man must be near to despair to marry a wife for the price of a mare. The price of a mare, it cannot be so great. So fare ye well, Jemmy, so fare ye well, Jemmy, so fare ye well, Jemmy, go mourn for your Kate.
Now Jemmy the miller went courtin' of late to a rich farmer's daughter called Beautiful Kate. She had for her portion full 5,000 pounds.
She had for her portion gay jewels and gold.
She had for her portion full 50 fine things. She had for her portion, she had for her portion, she had for her portion gay jewels and rings.
That was just delightful, the proper ladies.